brisk air, breathtaking view we can imagine for a moment. The sights of the great mountain peaks near and far, Mount Washington, Mount Everest, Mount Marcy, the Matterhorn. The Bible itself moves from promontory to promontory, Mount Sinai, Mount Nebo, Mount Tabor, the Mount of the Transfiguration, the Mount of Olives. Up high we pause. For we have come this far, this Lent, and now we are ascending and descending the great mountain of beauty before us, the Passion according to St. Matthew. We have come this far, this Lent. We pause here to survey the scene, to take in the brisk air and the breathtaking view, the beauty of the day of the music. Thus far, this Lent, the Gospel of John has shown us our path, Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman, the blind beggar. Thus far, the witness of Dietrich Bonhoeffer has shown us the trail, the cost of discipleship, cheap grace, religionless, though not churchless, Christianity, and life together. Thus far, the muted but audible voice of our predecessor here, Franklin Littell, the father of Holocaust studies, has provided a way to orient ourselves Sunday by Sunday. For a moment, though, this day, we shall simply rest and wait. As Howard Thurman said of the power of waiting and resting, we need not fear the fallow. We need not fear the quiet power of height, beauty, grace. Yet in the midst of turmoil, far and near, we do hunt for hope. As our dear friend, Professor Gomes of blessed memory said, faith is the conviction that hope works. And many of our younger friends have been partly cut off from the traditions of faith and memory, morality and hope, which have the power to guide us, to recall for us our own best past, so that we may choose our own best paths. We want to respect and to affirm what another has called the fragility of goodness, and so to find ways to expand the circle of goodness in our time, and goodness knows our time well needs such expansion. In this very hour, we prayerfully wonder about shocks and aftershocks in Japan, leaks and spills and heroic labors to bring remedy. In this hour, we soberly wonder about peace and war in our Middle East and wonder further about ways forward when none seems just right. In this hour, we lay on the altar of reckoning and hope the endless multiple liberties and longings of our beloved country of more than 300 million distinct souls. The tides of worry, week by week, can wash so hard against the very rock of our souls that it seems all we can do to hold out and hold on in trust is to trust that faith is the conviction that hope works. So our reflections for these moments emerge along the cliff walk of this musical high summit, this high peak, this mountainous musical beauty, brisk air, breathtaking view, and from our Lenten journey we shall carry forward with us a collection of convictions. We too, with Bonhoeffer, refuse to set back the clock. We know that this world in which we take our places as working and caring human beings is not the world of 100 or 200 years ago. Nothing human is foreign to us in our world come of age. We neglect no truth and fear no growth in learning such truth. If we are ever to be women and men for others, we shall in truth need to be and become women and men with others, in all the complexity and difficulty of life, at its height, breadth, and depth. So we do hold the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other and read both with rapt attention. We too, with Bonhoeffer, live in hope with our loyalty and love given to the Lord of life himself. In Christ himself, we shall again see the great vistas of beauty and grace, so today. In Christ, we shall again learn the seasoned wisdom of discipline, work, labor, earnest and diligent care. In Christ, we shall again gain courage to become who we are, our own best selves, to let our lives speak. In Christ, we shall trust the meaning of the cross and resurrection, the triumph of substance over form, of grace over law, and of love over death. We shall trust that love outlasts death. We too, with Bonhoeffer, will give up ourselves to the transformation of our time, to the transcendent transformation of all of life, of the very bits and places of culture committed to our care, starting with Sunday morning, but not ending here. This hour of worship is to be the first in a long 7-day series of hours given, shared with others. From this Lent, for the living, the faithful living of days to come, we shall honor our inheritance in truth, a great, grand, liberal tradition. We shall affirm the faithfulness of Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. And we shall look forward to the time and space of which Isaiah did dream and foretell, that time and space of streams in the desert. May we pray. By gracious powers so wonderfully sheltered and confidently waiting come what may, we know that God is with us night and morning and never fails to greet us each new day. Amen. Our ushers will wait upon us for the morning offering.